Weekend Breakfast with Africa Milani.
We all have a voice. Use yours. Call 021-446-0567.
Join the conversation.
Join the conversation.
On Cape Talk.
It is 8 minutes past 7 o'clock this Sunday morning. A spokesperson and Member of Parliament for the Democratic Alliance, Solly Malatsi, joining me on the line now from Cape Town. Solly, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa, and to all your listeners.
All of the broadsheets today dealing with matters pertaining to the Democratic Alliance. The most explosive, I suppose, the Sunday Times report that Tony Leon went to meet with Musi Maimane. Care to confirm the meeting and what the content of that meeting was?
Well, as you would know from the reports, Mr. Leon and Ryan Kutsi and Michelle Leroux are members of the review panel, which was instituted post the elections to look at how the party can, you know, re-galvanize itself given the performance in the elections. So they met with the leader on Monday as part of their regular engagements regarding the review. I don't want to get into the full details of that meeting because it was held in the confidence of the nature of the ongoing discussions and work that they have been doing for the review, which will be provided to the general party on the weekend of the 18th October, which is the federal council, where it will be debated and the party will decide how and what it will do with the review. Because at this stage, no one has had the full contents of the report, and it will be reckless to start dissecting what is rumored or strategically being placed in certain papers as the contents of that report.
Fair enough, and I certainly respect that. However, the DA is in the headlines for all manners of reasons, and all of that pointing towards the leadership of Musi Maimane. Whether you believe there's factions within the DA or not, whether you believe there's a yearning to return to old guard liberal politics of the Democratic Alliance, it seems that your federal leader is under quite a bit of, I suppose, pressure from all corners of the Democratic Alliance.
Well, the organization is under pressure. I mean, as you correctly point out, the press coverage today, and even if you look in the last previous weeks, it hasn't been very kind to the organization. But it's also been aggravated by the fact that everybody with an opinion has been sharing theirs in the public domain. And no organization would prefer to have that, to have a cohesive brand. You need a cohesive unit of leadership, but also of engagement with the public. And to be honest, we are going through a very difficult phase in the lead up to an organizational review, which will chart the way forward about how the organization approaches the upcoming elections in 2021, but also deals with this transition from the difficult elections that we had and up to now. So what you are saying also is robust contestations preempting what the review would be and what it means for different people, which is quite speculative and unfortunate.
Let me ask this question. It seems that James Self, in resigning from that very important post, of course, within the DA, was in part taking responsibility for the rather less than satisfactory performance of the DA, to put it politely. Should the leader not be considering the same?
Well, it's a very interesting interpretation, because James Self hasn't said so himself. His reasons was that he has been around for almost two decades and felt, also considering, you know, his health, that he had done all he could, and different individuals would have. What the federal executive recognized in reviewing the elections was that all of us came short, be it the provincial campaigns, the leaders' campaign, and of course, you know, you review the organization based on the head of the organization at any given time, and everyone took responsibility, including Mr. Maimane, for the party's performance. And everybody needs to take responsibility for the mission that lies ahead of getting us back on the track of growth.
Should one of the recommendations of the review panel be for an early elective conference to be called by the Democratic Alliance, where a new leadership potentially might be elected by obviously those representing the constituencies of the DA across the country? What would need to be satisfied for such a call to be made? And can the Federal Council meeting that is expected in a week and a bit be expected to make that call?
Well, Federal Council is the senior decision-making body of the party between Congresses. It has the constitutional powers to take any decision it agrees on regarding whether an early Congress should be pursued or not and what the implications of those are. When the proposal for the early Congress was made 2 weeks ago at the Federal Executive meeting, the general sense there was that it would be undesirable. However, as I said, Federal Executive can make recommendations to Federal Council. Federal Council is the superior body when it comes to major decisions of the party. So it may decide whichever position it chooses to do so. But in terms of trying to anticipate what the review says, in 2 weeks' time, we can have a proper conversation about the outcomes of that review and what it means for the organization.
The optics, Sully, are also worrying, aren't they? This would be the third leader, well, not leader as in the office of leader of the Democratic Alliance, but a person in a position of leadership who happens to be of color that would have seen treatment of this nature from the general politics of the Democratic Alliance. Lindiwe Mazibuko leaving to go study at Harvard University. While that was a narrative, there was certainly speculation around the tensions within the leadership of the DA around her role as leader of the opposition in Parliament. You were spokesperson for former mayor of Cape Town, Patricia de Lille, who you also very well know. Her departure from the Democratic Alliance played itself out in the media and in courts and all sorts of manners. In fact, Patricia de Lille speaking to ENCA earlier this week saying she had warned Musi Maimane that this would happen to him. This is yet another leader of color who is seen to be problematic by the general politics of the Democratic Alliance, and now they are seeking a way of removing him.
Well, on all those three examples that you are giving, you've painted a very compelling argument for that. I think, you know, the public can make up its mind as to what are the contributing factors to almost despite the different circumstances, almost the same outcomes for different people. The thing is, Musi is still currently the leader now, so that is the only distinguishing factor at this stage. But there is no doubt that what is happening does not bode well when you look in terms of how leaders of color, for instance, prominent leaders of color and their departure in those two instances in the party have been. And if you were to have another episode like that, it may reinforce some perceptions.
Because, as you quite rightly said earlier, the focus of the Democratic Alliance should be the 2021 local government elections. You have, I think, still a very strong presence in the city of Cape Town. I'm not sure what your polling is telling you, but you should be able to retain the city with some measure of comfort, I imagine. There is an understanding between the DA and the EFF in the cities of Johannesburg and Tshwane. That is under quite a bit of strain at the moment. You had a coalition agreement with the UDM in Nelson Mandela Bay, which obviously exploded in the manner that it did. But in those three metros, you need to, I don't know, put your best foot forward and try and convince the electorate in those cities that they need to give you another chance in administration to really show them what a DA-led government will mean. And if at national level you are playing at these dynamics that you're playing at the moment, it's going to be very difficult for you to convince the electorate in those cities, particularly black people in those cities, that they should give the Democratic Alliance another chance.
Yeah, look, there's no doubt that we've got a very difficult task ahead of us. The coalition governments have turned out to be much more harder than we would have anticipated them to be, you know, from passing budgets and taking major political decisions, because by their very nature, they are fraught. So at that level, there's also a general feeling that there are areas where the coalition governments could have been managed better and could have performed better themselves. But as you correctly say, nothing is more compelling to voters than a united organization with a sense of clarity and a united purpose. And I think one can only hope that the outcome of this chapter would lead towards that, because ultimately we need to focus on working for the voters than being inwardly concerned with internal conflict and fractures.
The federal leader was campaigning in one of the communities in Mpumalanga, I think, where a by-election is expected. Have you spoken to him at all today? How is he feeling with all these reports?
Well, we haven't spoken today at all. There's still a lot of time to do that, though.
Sorry, Malatsi, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Member of Parliament and National Spokesperson for the Democratic Alliance. That federal council meeting taking place in 2 weekends' time for the Democratic Alliance, where the review panel report will be tabled and discussed. And I imagine if contained in that review panel report is a suggestion of an early elective conference, well, that decision, I suppose, will be taken there.